Chairs No Waiting, episode number 203. What's my line? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and you'll find some absolutely wonderful Mayberry items. We got two new ones currently, if you're listening to this live. We got some great new Andy Griffith t-shirts. Thanks for the memories. And in loving memory. So drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out these great new t-shirts and all the other new stuff over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 203, is Joe Gritton. So, Joe, I want to thank you for your support, and I want to thank all of you for your support and for showing up for another episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Now, for folks that don't know, this show is all about the Andy Griffith Show and Andy Griffith-related stuff. So it's not only about the Andy Griffith Show. If we find things that are interesting that relate to Andy or Don or any of the cast members, I try to bring that to you as well. Because there's all kinds of cool stuff out there in the world that's related to our friends in Mayberry. Some of you folks that are listening probably may have never heard of an old TV show on CBS. It was a game show that was called What's My Line? Well, What's My Line was, it ran from 1950 to 1967 as a game show. And as part of the show, what they had was a famous person would come out during a part of it. It wasn't the entire show, but there was always a segment that they would do where it was a famous person. So the panelists, there were four of them, and they were made up of actors and actresses and things. And they would have to wear blindfolds where they couldn't see who the actor or famous person was that was coming out on the game show. Well, they would ask questions and try to figure out who it was and that kind of thing. So anyway, it ran from, as I said, from all the way through the 50s up to 1967 as a evening game show. It came on in prime time on CBS. Well, recently, in addition of editions of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, that's the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board is the online chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Is an on, it's not the only one, but it was the first one. And there is a daily email digest that comes out. And chapter member David Quinn discovered a clip of a 1959, it was from April 26, 1959, episode of What's My Line that featured the man himself, Andy Griffith. Well, that got me looking around, and I started finding some other clips because he mentioned on that one that the first time he was on here, he only lasted, a certain length. So I started looking around. Well, sure enough, I found two more clips of Andy appearing on What's My Line. The first appearance he had was on June 22nd, 1958, and then he was on the April 26th, 1959 episode. And then I found only one other episode where she appeared, and it was on Halloween night, 1965. So what I thought would be really cool as part of the podcast is for us to listen or watch, if you want to go and watch the video portions of the show, these awesome episodes of What's My Line, and enjoy listening and playing along with the members of the panel. So if you're interested in playing along with What's My Line, let's head on over there and check it out. So here's our first episode from, June 22nd, 1958 of What's My Line.
And now we come to the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery celebrity, for which I ask my friends on the panel to blindfold themselves. All blindfolded, panel?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Good. Will you come in, mystery challenger, and sign in, please?
At this part of the show, Andy is writing on a chalkboard. He writes his name. Of course, the panelists can't see him. And then he's greeted by the host of the show.
All right, panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we go to a different form of questioning. You will ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise. And let's begin it all with Mr. Lemon.
This is a raucous welcome here.
And this is Jack Lemon. Jack Lemon asking the question.
Garrett, speak, I dare you. Well, are you in, I assume, or hope, in some form of the entertainment industry?
Yes.
Miss Kilgallen?
Are you a leading man rather than a character man?
I wouldn't know. I'd say no.
Well, we'll leave that as a qualified no and make it one down and nine to go, Mr. Sir.
You ever appeared on a Steve Allen show?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Hasn't everybody?
If you don't mind.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Really?
Are you, would you be considered a comedian?
Yes.
Mr. Lemon?
I think I know who it is, so I'm going to put the plug in. You got a big, fat smash hit at the Radio City Music Hall right now?
Well, yes.
Ms. Kilgallen?
I'm dead. I don't know what's playing.
No time for
Well, that's the way it goes.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you Andy Griffith?
Yes.
Oh, Andy.
So now all the panelists take off their blindfolds and see Andy sitting with the host of the show.
Jack, how'd you know?
Oh, well, how did I know? That's not much of a disguise.
I didn't sound like me a bit.
And I think we should clarify, at the Radio City Music Hall right now is a moving picture, No Time for Sergeants, which our guest made famous. And, well, I guess he would like us to say, helped to make famous on Broadway and is now making famous in the movies. And congratulations on both counts.
Thank you, Mr. Cerf had a bit to do with it before that, didn't
you? Thank you, Andy.
You mean that this book was published by Random House?
It was.
I would say that with joy. Do you know that we had somebody with us very recently who had a book, and the book was published by another house, and Bennett was the one who clarified who published it. So I think we all...
He knew all about that. Well, that's very
he knows
nice.
All about these
Thank
things.
Thank you, Andy.
Yes. Well, Andy, I must say, I think you did a valiant try
well,
there.
Well, I wasn't on too long, but I did enjoy.
Well, we did enjoy your being on, even if you wasn't on too long.
It was my pleasure. I enjoyed seeing all of you.
I'm going to be afraid to get up.
Andy,
I'm going to be afraid to get up. I'm afraid all the seats will
come. I don't know if you could hear what Mr. Cerf said. But he said, I'm going to be afraid to get up because I'm afraid all the seats will pop up. Now, what he was talking about was on No Time for Sergeants. If you'll remember, in one scene of No Time for Sergeants, all the toilet seats popped up while Andy had been working on them. I don't know if you remember that from back in the movie, if you've seen that. But that's what happened. So that was Andy's first appearance on What's My Line? And we're fixing to see or listen to the second appearance. Now, this second appearance was, again, from April 26, 1959. So it's about a year later. And Andy had been in No Time for Sergeants. And now he was going to be on in Destry Rides Again, you know, where he played a sheriff in the Old West who didn't carry a gun. Sounds real familiar, doesn't it? So let's see this and or hear this if you're listening to it. Hopefully you're enjoying hearing these things. I'm going to try to give you commentary so you'll know who the questioners are, if I know who they are. Jack Lemmon was one of them, as I mentioned in the last scene. So let's go ahead and get into this next segment. Well, wait a minute. Let me start that. I got to get the sound to start at the same time as the music. Here we
now
go.
We come to the
there
special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery celebrity, for which my friends on the
now,
panel
this
blindfold
his name is Mr. Daly.
Wet and dry. Mr. Randall, do you have a dry blindfold?
And that's Tony Randall.
Good. You might have wondered why some of the laughter earlier on, but actually there was an accident when they sat down and Dorothy's water glass tipped over in Mr. Randall's mask, and he was afraid he'd be all wet in the eyes when the time we got to go. So let's bring the mystery celebrity. Come in and sign in, please.
So, again, they're showing the chalkboard, and you see only Andy's hand as he writes Andy Griffith. And, wow, his handwriting was never good.
All right, panel, as you know, and we have our mystery guest before us, we go to a different form of questioning. You will ask one question at a time in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Miss Arlene Francis.
Would your name and picture appear in the entertainment pages of the newspapers?
Yes, Mr. Sir.
Have you ever displayed your talents, which I'm sure are manifold, in a nightclub?
Yes.
Of course, that's Andy's voice. He's disguising it.
Do you sing?
Beautifully. Mr. Randall.
Tony Randall.
Did I work for you once?
Yeah, because you sing too.
No. One down and nine to go, Miss Francis.
Have you ever performed in the theater?
Yes, Mr. Sir.
Are you performing or about to perform in the New York Theater at the present time?
Yes, Miss Kilgallen.
What? Are you married to someone in show business?
No.
Two down and eight to go,
no,
Mr. Redd.
Oh.
Are you an applier of Oriental makeup?
Andy's just
no.
Looking at the host.
That makes
going,
it three
what?
Down and seven to go, Miss Francis.
Are you appearing in the newest hit in town, Destry Rides Again?
Yes.
Are you Andy Griffith?
Yes, sir.
Andy, I'm sorry, but we were going great guns there until we ran
that was
into
that pretty good,
line.
Wasn't it?
You were
time.
Great. You got that voice down there. I wouldn't
yeah,
have
last time I was on, I made it one time around. Just better.
This time you did a
I
real
thought
great
you were Georgie Goebel.
That why you said nightclub.
Well, he wasn't, but I compliment you on that voice. I compliment you more on the tremendous success of your new show.
Oh, yes. Everybody goes to pieces about our show.
Better, huh?
Yeah, we got raves and folks holler and clap and whistle and carry on. We at the Imperial, you know. Have you been?
I haven't had
Well, you better get on down
now. I will now. I will.
Yeah.
I'll work nights. That's my trouble, but I'll get up to this, I tell you.
Hold you boy. Come a matinee like Wednesday with the ladies and set close and holler.
You or the ladies?
Both. Just so I'll know you're there.
It's a deal. I will do that, sir. But it must be great fun, Andy, to have a success like this, and congratulations.
Well, it is. I haven't been to on the Broadway stage since I reckon it was 55, and I enjoyed it then, and I'm enjoying it now, because we got pretty girls now, you know, and dancing boys and singers and bands and everything. And it's good. Folks like it. I like it, too. We have a good time.
What do you mean they like dancing girls?
Oh, yes, they like pretty dancing girls, and we got a mess of them.
Strange thing, Andy, things don't change much, do they?
No, seem like folks have always gone for pretty girls. I love to look at them. It's like my wife, she told me, I made a bargain with her. She says, you can look, but don't never touch. You know, that tells me to do a whole lot of looking just to make up for that one handicap.
Tell me now, do you have to draw a gun fast here? Because maybe we can do something for you in the Western line if you can shoot and draw.
Oh, I shoot in the show. I don't draw the guns. They're given to me because I don't carry guns, you see, in the play.
Oh, I see. You're the peaceful type
yes,
Western.
But a fella does hand them to me, and I shoot just to show that I can.
Can you hit the broadside of a barn?
I'm pretty good with a shotgun and a rifle. Actually, I can't shoot a pistol too good, but in the play, it looks like I can.
That's all that really counts. Andy, thanks so much for being our guest.
It
was fun to have you with us.
I enjoyed it very much.
On What's My Line.
Right.
Good night.
So Andy walks over and shakes hands with all the panelists and thanks them and moves along. So that was his second appearance on What's My Line, where Andy was... you know, it's only about a year apart, and most of the panelists were the same people. And it's just amazing to me that they didn't recognize who he was quicker, because it was the same group, basically, that was doing it the second time that did it the first time. Now, let's see. For you guys that don't know, let's say and I can't say her name. The host name for What's My Line was John Charles Daly.
and he was a reporter. He was a newsman. And the panelists that were on there, Arlene Francis is who you're hearing him talk about fairly often. Dorothy Kilgallen, I think so they say it. And Bennett Scherf was the other one that you're hearing. He was part of Random House Publishing, evidently. So that's who these folks are that are actually part of the panels. And then there's always a fourth one, Jack Lemmon in the first one. Then in the second one we heard was Tony Randall from The Odd Couple. And now we're going to see the final one. Now, this one was broadcast on Halloween night, 1965, and it's with Andy again. So let's go over here and check it out.
And now we come to the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery challenger, for which, as you all know, the panel is blindfolded. Blindfolds all in place, panel?
That's true.
Good, will you enter mystery challenger and sign in, please?
Again, this is Andy signing in with his piece of chalk on the chalkboard. Of course, the audience can see him, but the panelists cannot.
All right, as you know, panel, a different form of questioning. Now, one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we will begin with Dorothy Kilgallen.
Are you in show business?
Yes, Mr. Sir.
Are you at present appearing either in a play on Broadway or in a motion picture that's just been released?
No. One down and nine to go, Miss Francis.
Are you known best for your work then in television?
Yes. Mr. Allen.
This is Steve Allen.
Have you ever done comedy?
Yes. Miss Kilgallen?
Have you appeared in an essentially comedic television series?
Yes. Mr. Sir?
I don't know why that only got one laugh from one
person. Somebody doesn't think he's funny. Have you ever appeared as a member of this panel?
No. Two down and eight to go, Miss Francis.
Are you leading us up the garden path with that BBC accent? Are you an American?
Yes. Mr. Allen.
Oh, dear. No, that's not over there. I have a... I'm going to take a vacation next week, actually. Could I just say a name? There's
sure.
A similarity in the voice. Are you Steve Lawrence?
No. 3 out of 7 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
In the course of your series, do you play a romantic character?
No. 4 out of 6 to go, Mr. Sir.
Is the series in which you appear named after you?
Yes. Miss Francis?
Oh, good heavens. Do you sing?
He's kind of gristling his eyes going, hey.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yes and no, Mr. Allen.
For his supper.
I still get a kind of a Brooklyn sound from the voice. Hey, Joey Bishop.
Well, 5 down and 5 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Was there any time in your life when you were not an American citizen?
No. 6 out of 4 to go, Mr. Sir.
I'm really at a total loss. Have you got a wife who was also in television?
No.
Good heavens. Now, was it established that the show is named after you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is it on every week?
Yes. Mr. Allen.
What's on
it? You wear glasses.
You wear glasses.
No.
8 out of 2 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Well, do you have a late night show?
No. 9 down and 1 to go, Mr. Sir.
I presume you're on CBS.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's Arthur Godfrey, maybe.
Miss Francis?
Is it Arthur Godfrey?
No. Oh, yeah. That's $10. No more to go. Andy Griffith will be very happy to say hello.
I'm surprised.
Andy Griffith.
Bond is close to it.
He won.
That's the first time I ever got that far.
Wonderful.
He won $50,
Steve, how do you like that Brooklyn accent?
A good voice, Andy.
That's a good Brooklyn accent.
Don't ever use Brooklyn. It again,
fella. Now, Andy is quite remarkable. You know, I suppose the public even has become thoroughly familiar with what they call the Nielsen ratings. And in the last ratings, you check me on this if I'm wrong, the special you did was in the top 10. Your weekly Andy Griffith show was in the top 10. And a program you produce, Gomer Pyle, was in the top 10. So I think he does rather well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't produce it, but I know the boys who do.
You know the boys who do. Yes, you hire.
Andy, have you ever used that voice before, the one that you just threw at us?
Yes, sir. When I was in a show called The Lost Colony on the coast of North Carolina when I was a kid.
That's the one that's done on the island. Which island is that?
It's called Roanoke Island.
Roanoke Island, yeah. And it's annually done.
Yes.
Is that where you got that British accent? With a Brooklyn overtone?
I don't know where I got it.
BBC is my Brooklyn overtone. What'd you do in New York? Just having fun, I hope?
Came to see some friends and to be on your lovely show and to visit with everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's nice that you picked us to do some visiting with, sir. We thank you for that, and thanks a lot
for coming back.
Watch my line.
So again, Andy's heading over to shake hands with all the members of the panel. And I thought that was funny that Steve Allen thought he was from Brooklyn. He was picking up a Brooklyn accent from him. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's What's My Line. It was Andy. It's all about Andy. And it was three different episodes of What's My Line. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun for me. And I should tell you, he won there at the end. Now, I don't know who actually gets the money. I didn't read to find out who it was. But he only earned $5 per no. So if they got the question wrong, you get $5. So he won $50. Now, I realize this was in 1965, but $50 even then couldn't have been a whole lot, but hey, he won. So he got it. And so he was trying to throw him off with the different voices. So anyway, that's what I've got for us this week. Just a little bit of stuff from Andy from that you may not have seen or heard. And I thought you guys, Mayberry fans, were always wanting to find out more about Andy and the different actors that were on the show. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'd love to hear from you. If you did enjoy it or if you didn't enjoy it, I'd still love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop me a note over at the Two Chairs No Waiting website or go by facebook.com/two chairs. Or if you're at the Two Chairs No Waiting website, there's a little send me a voicemail button right there. You can click it, use your microphone, record your message, and it'll email it right to me, and I'll be able to get it. Several folks have been doing that, and I want to thank you all. I haven't gotten to all the voicemail I've been getting, but I do appreciate what I've been getting. Well, folks, thanks for coming, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.